Yeah, we have audio. Our audio is live. Facebook is live.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
Yeah, that's right, beautiful people. You're now listening to The Nate Jackson Show. I'm your host, Admission Nate Jackson. And to my right and your left is my beautiful co-host, Tangerine Thomas.
Tangerine! What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the show, man. We got a good one for you. Dive into the live on the Facebook Live where we're at there. If you want to call in at some point during the show, after I turn on this Skype, if you want to call in, the number is 818-575-6993. So you got to make the sound on the 69, otherwise it's not good sex.
And we don't get the call.
Skype is officially on.
Hey.
So all you got to do is dial in on the Skype number and you're good to go. Again, that's 818-575-6993. This is episode 62. Okay. Today we're going to go commercial free.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're going to go commercial free. Can you hear it?
Can I hear it?
Yeah, the show, like on your live feeds, on one of them or both of them.
Okay, let's test.
Let's test it out. And then I'll share some,
yes.
I don't know if I played any sounds.
No, you haven't. So, okay. Well, somebody's
We would hear the Skype.
Oh, shit, y'all on. Yes, Broderick. We just go on without any warning, without any scheduling.
What do you mean? We're on Tuesdays. We're on Tuesdays between 12 and 2, and then whenever we stop.
Last Tuesday, we weren't on.
All right, so we're on most
and
Tuesdays.
And the Tuesday before that, we were on a Wednesday.
All right, so we're on. Damn it, it's whenever we do it.
Exactly.
But the good thing is, once it's on, you can see the live feed after the fact.
And how can they see it, Nate Jackson?
You can see it here.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
How about that? So wherever you get your podcast from, you can watch this after the fact. So that's iTunes or Podomatic and all that other stuff. But here's the important thing, right? So you're going to watch the show. I promise it's going to be entertaining because we're good at this shit now.
Okay.
We've grown.
Okay.
Okay. We got an episode with 25,000 views in this bitch.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say that sad shit you're about to say. So.
No, I'm just saying it was a good show.
Okay. And, Tangerine wasn't here that day.
And that's why it did so well.
No, that's definitely not. Because your magic on the screen. The reason why it did so well is because Ryan Davis was on the show and he is very big on Facebook. So Ryan shared it and his people came in. And then over time, between the original views and me paying for people to see it, it's hit 20,000.
Paying people. I'd like to thank the people who are already watching. Thank you, Broderick. And Demarius Evans says, we hear y'all good. Rochelle.
Demarius.
You don't know nothing about Demarius. Colored People Tuesdays, LOL. Demarius, I don't need that mess from you. But because we do have our own scheduling.
CPT.
Oh, shit. Caught It Live says, Mike Q Hammer.
Yeah, that sounds good enough for me. Okay. We'll just call him Hammer.
Hey, Lindsay.
Don't hurt him.
Hey, Mike. So thanks, you guys, for joining. There's other people watching, of course. Let me put my phone down. If you ever see me looking at my phone, it's not that I'm bored or texting. I'm actually reading your comments from different platforms of social media.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing is, since you guys are watching live, when I tell me if you can play this, if you can hear this, just give me some thumbs up or something so I know you're good.
Do us a favor and leave a five-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, so there's that announcement.
Did you guys hear that announcement?
Because there's a delay on our feed, like, essentially I would have to just, like, be quiet to hear it work.
Well, I turned it down so that it wouldn't backfire. Why does it seem like this is our first episode? Nate Jackson
Radio Show. No, we're super good.
Because
we went through so many technical difficulties at one point that now I'm like, I don't want to take it
You're
for granted.
You're so scared.
Yeah.
Mike Q says, yep, Rodriguez McKellen's giving us this.
All right, good. So everybody's in. Let's get it popping.
Hey.
I want to start off with your segment. And we always do. When does that change? How is every week? You're like, why do we always?
Because I feel like I've somehow become the producer of the show by being the co-host.
Yeah.
I'm the one who comes up with the topics and I'm the one that figures out the title.
I mean, I can get the topics for you if you want. You guys are watching our first little dissension here. I can pull up the topics too.
No, why don't you start?
I just figured while I was like setting everything up, like you finding a couple of topics was working time wise for us.
Okay. Well, let's start by talking about things that are going on currently.
No, no.
Oscars just happened.
That's not how we introduce your section.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have a song?
Beatbox.
Oh, no. You recorded an intro I'll that find we it already another did. Day. Oh, you don't have it? Okay. Again, if I was, you know. I
For those of you
it.
Who don't know who are just tuning in, Tangerine does beatbox, like officially and professionally. But here's the thing. She has one song. And she used to do it in high school.
Yes.
And now that she's grown,
yes.
She has a second one. And so I prefer the second one since it has, like, layers.
Yes.
Layers. Just don't do the ho, ho, ho part.
That comes if I'm motivated. But you can't stop it if it's
fine.
Motivated.
So let's kick off your intro.
Okay.
And then we'll go into it.
This is my famous beatbox.
Oh, slower. Good Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tangerine beatboxing, slow it down. We about to do current events. We about to do it right now. You see me and you know that I'm driving. I'm in the thing on Facebook Live. And I'm not a turkey, so no, I'm not jive. But I get it in and I talk like that man named Chef. You think I'm bullshitting, nigga, and come back at that. I hit the flow when I'm on it. I got to slow down so we can get it in the morning.
See, it has to end with a ho. It has to.
It doesn't happen unless you're motivated. So
exactly.
I'm glad I was able to get that up out of you.
Somebody
say you got the puppies out.
Yeah, my Q wants to know why she got the puppies out singing Tangerine. I just came from a shoot, and I was dressed like this with, like, a scarf on my head for something else.
And she got them. I'm gonna give them their own. I'm going to just zoom in on her for a second since y'all want to see the puppies.
Maybe we'll get a couple more viewers this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but yeah.
Come here.
There they are. I'm not sure.
Hey,
Keisha Samuels. Thanks for watching. What's up, Troy Hood? Could you stop making noises about my breasts?
I'm talking to the puppies. You need to mind your business.
I'm sorry. I'll let you talk to my
pancake
breasts.
Puppies. Here's the thing.
Are they flat? Are
Tangerine is
flat?
The voice of the egg at Denny's where you get the pancake puppies.
I actually am. Thank
you.
So you
know how
plug.
The commercials, they got the animations with the egg and the pancake and her.
Yeah.
And the puppies.
If you go to thegrandslams.com, you can see about 30 different commercials. I'm in about 25 of them.
Holy
and
smokes.
There's egg, bacon, sausage, hash brown, toast, coffee.
25 out of 30?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah. And they're really funny because they're written by the guys who did Robot Chicken. And
that's how they
and
became
hilarious.
A new black vixen. 25
so,
of 30.
Yeah, so check out. Oh, you're talking about my car?
Yeah. The Denny's egg got her a check and a new whip.
Well, that and the other two TV shows that I'm on. But, hey, God is good all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Look at God.
Yeah.
That's worth an applause. You got to lift
Thank
each
you.
Other up, man. A lot of people be stuff going good in their life, and people be looking at their life and then doing some type of weird comparison to their own to be like, man, boy, I'm not on.
Right.
You'll get on, but it starts with your inner joy for one, yourself, and two other people. So you need to show some outward grace. I lift Tangerine up. She got a new whip? Yes. She got two shows? Yes. She got the swoop banging? Yes. The puppies are out? I'm calling them. Not to me. Just in general.
You know what?
Yes.
I appreciate you so much, Nathaniel Jackson. I lift you up as well. And it's funny because I had an audition for a pilot that's
nice.
Going to series for Netflix. And so it's more than just the pilot. If you book it, you already know you're going to get the whole series. And I was nervous. I didn't have anybody to run lines with. I called Nate. He was like, I'm busy. I'm traveling and I'm promoting my show. And I was like, man, okay. And I tried to call somebody else and they were busy. And then Nate was like, you know what? We all we got. And he helped me in the midst of being busy over the phone. And I don't even know what city you were in. You might have been in Seattle. You might have been here in Cali, or you might have been on the way. But the fact that you took time out to help me and you said the statement, we all we got, I was like, man, I fucks with him.
Yeah. So the Seahawks got this thing where they be like, we all we got. And then the other ones be like, we all we need. So now you
we
know
all
what
we
to
got.
Say. We all
Thank
we need.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I did amazingly on the audition. Thanks for asking, audience. And I'm waiting to hear good things.
Yeah, she should hear some dope stuff. But there's a lot of other talented individuals in the room. I wish them luck in all the other endeavors that they're trying to do because Tangerine got that one.
Yeah.
How about it?
I love it. And it was big names there.
Huge.
It was big names there. First of all, you know how to say it's an honor to be nominated when you're about to get an award.
Yeah.
It was an honor to be running
yeah.
with these people who were also up for the part. So I'm happy.
Right. That's one way to tell where you're at in your career. One, are you getting auditions? Two, who else is at them?
Touche.
You know?
Touche.
And we'll you see. Can't be scared either. You can't just be like, oh my God, Michael B. Jordan is sitting right there.
Oh,
like for
B.
right
Jordan.
Now?
Michael B. Jordan.
F that dude. I'm going in to kill my audition.
So you could be a Killmonger
when
too?
Okay. We'll get to it later.
Ask the question while it's on your mind.
When
I know
did Michael B. Jordan become such a sex symbol? And I'm not hating. I'm just trying to figure out when. Because for all I've known, it's always been Idris Elba. Oh, Idris. It's been, what's the light-skinned nigga? Shamar Moore. Mm, it's been, what's the nigga with all the chest hair? That's all
Morris
I remember.
Morris Chestnut.
Chestnut. Not chest hair.
Well,
that's
naming...
where the women always be like, oh my God. And then there's the new light skinned nigga with the blue eyes and the thick jaw, but he's super
Michael
skinny.
Ealy?
Him? People be talking about him like he is.
Well,
Kevin Hart swear up and down, he is.
No, Kevin Hart's not a sex symbol. Here's
the Rock. These are names that I've seen women like oogling over. Now they're like, oh my God, bury me in the ocean too with this nigga. Like,
oh, yes.
That's how you want to die?
First of all, I've been finding Michael B. Jordan very attractive since before, you know, Wakanda Forever. I put a comment under Tiffany Haddish's Instagram saying, because she did a quick video on Instagram with him, and I was like, yo, you gotta have sex with him so you could tell me how it was.
Hilarious.
And I was like, dot, 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 I'm asking for a friend. And it got like 121 likes on it, because many people were like, because he's a beautiful man. He's got very sexy lips. He's always looked this good. And I think in the movie, when you see him with his shirt off, you see that he actually worked out so that he could prepare, much unlike his co-star, who's playing the Black Panther, because Chadwick wasn't as in shape as you would think a superhero would be, but Michael B. Jordan was like, no, F this.
Y'all. It actually played better for the plot of the movie.
Yeah,
because
he was a great villain, yes.
Well, not only that, but Chadwick was a superhero because of the strength he got from the blue and purple flower.
And Killmonger
was just a beast
exactly.
because he was a beast.
Exactly.
So he would naturally, it would seem like he would have more muscles.
My nose is running. Sorry about that. Sorry you had to see that. They're saying yes to the Shamar Moore. Rochelle Kather says, hey, Shamar Moore. So you like the fair skin brothers.
She's
and
on
that's
here.
That's old school.
She's on here. Rochelle, you should be ashamed of yourself.
First of all, she already sent some hand claps. I don't know if that was for when you first said
Rochelle,
Shamar's
Rochelle, you
name.
Should be ashamed of yourself. Kathers, that's a black-ass last name. You Ooh. Out here. Like in the fair, that's why there wasn't no light skinned niggas in the movie, because they knew we needed representation.
And we didn't need no light skinned people in that movie because we hadn't been colonized. They hadn't been colonized, right?
See?
It was
so,
just straight up African blood.
All the light skinned people watching this are like, the fuck? Clicking
I know,
out.
I know, you guys, they're offending them. But you kind of light a little bit some in this shot. You light.
Well, I got this circle light set on light skin. So both
you
of us.
Do, we both light.
Both of us is light right here.
That filter. That's funny. Rochelle says LOL. Elijah, thanks for watching, Troy. Hey, what's up, Larry Williams? What's up, Tony Winchester? So, you want to talk about current events, or you want to talk about... Oh, yeah, we just did the whole intro for current events, and we didn't talk about them. So, let's
no
talk
current
about...
Events. Apparently, Michael B. Jordan being a sex symbol was a current event.
You started it.
No, I just asked, when did this nigga make that list?
The answer is Fruitvale Station.
Really?
Yes, he was attractive then, but it was like a sad movie, so you didn't really want to think about it.
Hilarious. You're like, no, let me sit on his face.
Exactly. But
I don't think I've seen a bad bitch be sad, and I'm like, but she can still get this dick, though.
I'm sure you guys think like that. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Fellas, is there a sad movie with a bad bitch where you were like, yeah, cry on his dick, though. Use those tubes as lube. Is there a movie like that?
My Q says, how many times have you seen the movie? I saw it 3 times within the first 5 days that it came out, speaking of Black Panther.
Yeah,
Nate,
I've seen it one time.
You only seen it once?
No, I've been trying to go back hella bad because I want to see it in 3D.
Oh, yeah, I saw it in 3D the second time, which I hate wearing those glasses. I was annoyed that the people I went with chose 3D, but it was cool because it felt
mind.
Like the little flying
with
things.
With all the
were
flying and all
us.
The the cars driving and all those scenes with all that movement and layers, I want to see that in 3D.
Yeah. Because
it's not cool. That it was a plane flying in the foreground and that's all you saw. It was a plane flying and the background was dope. And so I would like to see that.
Yeah, you should support that. Tuesdays at AMC, there's only $5. They don't let you do it online, though. You got to go to the counter and ask for it. You guys are welcome.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All AMCs?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy because I heard about that deal, but they never talk about it to the people. You just have to wonder, is this real? Is it really a $5? Because I heard there's $2 Tuesdays.
Written. Where?
At the it's a much jankier.
Oh, you talking about the Dollar Theater up in North Hollywood?
Yeah, I got my
camera stolen in there. Don't go there.
How did your camera get stolen?
Because I think it fell when I was in my seat. When I went back to get it, it was gone. And I was like, can I just get the pictures that was on it? You could have a camera.
Like somebody saw your camera fall during the movie and was like, on the come up.
I don't know, but it was never giving back. I put up signs and everything. I was sad because it was memories on there. It was fun.
That sucks.
Somebody put Monster's Ball in the comment. Was Michael B. Jordan in Monster's Ball?
Nah, but they're answering my question. When did you see
somebody
a crazy
fine, Halle,
yeah,
Berry.
Halle Berry was getting dug out and crying. Yeah. Hey, man, you guys can call in. 818-575-6993. I'll say it slow. 818-575-6993.
I'm
don't know
sure.
if you nutted
sure
or shitted, but either way, sound like you pooped on the low. Anyway, so yeah, Monster Ball was a good one like that. I can't think of no other one where I was like, damn, this is the worst scene right now happening, but you could still get piped down.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Precious?
Either. I was thinking Precious right when you said it, but they both made sure
like
not to
like when Monique
look good.
Was standing at the top of the stairs with that head wrap on and that lit cigarette.
That's what she like.
With the bags under her eyes, looking like.
No.
Let me break you down.
No,
nigga.
That's how you know you're from the hood. If that turns you on, if you seeing a girl
with
in
the
scarf,
with the smoke
with
and the head scarf, with the head wrap, with the Velcro thing in the front, and most of the hair still up,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Not on Monique, but I do like that.
Because that lets you know she's gonna make you some grits and eggs when y'all finish.
Oh, and a rump roast, a bunch of stuff she's cooking.
That's funny. So let's get into topics.
Let's go.
The Oscars just happened.
Yes.
I think that they went very long, as they usually do.
Okay.
It was nice to see that they had given awards on camera to some of the smaller, I won't say smaller credits, but sometimes they only show half the credits on TV for us and the rest they
That's right.
They
like
do.
A lot of people are Oscar winners and we were never shown.
Exactly. So this year, you know, you saw the sound editor and the sound mixer. And
right.
You saw all these other parts that don't usually get acknowledged, which are extremely important. And
you know
it was
why?
So cute to see them up there with their, papers in their hand, reading what they who they wanted to thank,
right,
and
right.
Then the next person would try to get in there before the time ran out. And I'm like, oh, they're getting their moment, and their families in the audience, and their mom.
Right,
is
and they
here.
Were all shouting out people in the balcony.
Exactly,
my daughter's somewhere up there dying from being close to the sun.
So I thought that was sweet. It made the show longer, but I mean, it's nice to honor everybody who had something to
this
do with
this. This is
the
why I think they did it. On the low. I think they showed other categories being given away and stuff like that because they wanted to have a show that had inclusion of black people and Mexican Americans in it. In order to do that, they had to add to it because they weren't willing to replace segments that were conventionally Oscar whitish.
So then they still go. Still hashtag Oscar so white is what you're saying.
Nah, because this year's Oscars was definitely about inclusion and diversity. But I'm saying they had to add, they had to make a whole longer show to include black people, Mexicans. Mm. Lesbians, women, they had whole segments in between. Like, you got to think, like, animated short film was given out on national television.
Right, and I didn't even
and
know Kobe had done an animated short
it's
film.
It's because Kobe, exactly.
But because he did, they were like, we better put this category in here
right,
and
so we
find
can see
some
Kobe
more
on
shorts
screen.
And put it around there so we can have him win. But, yeah, congratulations
right.
to him.
So there was that one
he's
that they showed?
He's fine, too, by the way.
Who?
Kobe Bryant, he's fine.
Okay. I, at this point, who you motherfuckers are picking is, I don't understand.
You don't think that women should find Kobe Bryant attractive?
No, like, I mean, first of all, this conversation is borderline gay. For me to be assessing the attractiveness of a man.
It's okay, because you know you guys can say somebody's ugly, which means you
I'll just say, like, when I see niggas smizing, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like fine is a way you carry yourself. Like, it's a smoothness. It's a refineness. It's a, you know, it's a glass of wine instead of always shots. It's, you know, it's a way you move.
So it's a confidence and a classiness and a swagger.
Yeah, nigga, are you triple X or are you 007?
Well, I think that's what women have become accustomed to. That's what we are raised to be attracted to, is the person with the confidence, the provider, the swagger. But that might also be why men don't feel the need to keep themselves up as much as women feel the need to. Because, you know, a lot of times you don't, you know, unless you're gay, men don't always keep everything done like women have to. So I think that's why we're like, well, they're not going to have it together. But if they can
but
buy,
I'll say this, like,
I'm
the guys
care.
I see women tripping over are like, they have some upkeep. Like, they got
exactly.
a beard
we don't get
that,
that
is
that
always
much.
Lined up perfect. And they got, you know what I mean?
Because we would like that.
I mean, I didn't put my hairline on to do this podcast. Huh?
Put his hairline
How
on.
How about that? I just realized hey, before the show, I was like, nigga, does it look like this to everybody? Like,
and what? How did it happen, you said?
So when I was on MTV's Wildin' Out, Season 8, check me out.
Hey.
They gave me a part every single day. Every single day. It was on this side. Every single day in the same spot. Like the Drake part. And it was just, so this is what I got here. This.
So now you have a little bit of a low.
Yeah, I'm about to part. Either, if what am I going to do, sue Nick Cannon? And he's just going to send me a bag full of those little hats he wears. So.
And some headphones to put over it.
Hilarious. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. And she was telling me that when women are on set, a lot of times they wear wigs and stuff because the hair and makeup women are trying to keep their job and doing busy work.
So they're
just
constantly
killing your hair.
Putting heat on your hair. They're constantly coming up to you between every take with a hot curler, with some chemical spray, and that on your own hair over and over and over again is going to damage it and it's going to break it out. So we throw on a wig or a weave when we shoot just because we don't want somebody to keep giving us a part in the same spot every single day because it's going to ruin us later.
And it ruined me.
Yes,
so
that little tidbit.
I'm going to put some pumpkin seed oil on it, and when I come back next week,
Jamaican black castor oil, that's what's going to grow it back.
Well, I just made up the pumpkin seed thing anyway because I knew you had the actual remedy.
You know, I'm a hippie and a witch.
Jamaican black castor oil.
Yes, that will grow back hair from a bald spot for sure.
Where do you get it at?
You're welcome. Beauty supplies, you can order it online on Amazon or especially black beauty supplies, but yeah.
Jamaican black castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you just say that, okay?
Jamaican black castor
oil. We're going to do an impromptu commercial. Do you guys want it clean or dirty?
They want it dirty.
If you're a bald head ass nigga, hey, your motherfucking hair done fell out your goddamn head. Your bitch got you stressed out. You about to pass out mad and your hair's falling out of the follicles. Go get you some.
Jamaican black castor oil.
To put on your bald ass goddamn head. Don't nobody want to see your shiny motherfucking head in front of them in the movie theaters. You need to be nappy headed. Get your afro back, nigga. Go get some.
Jamaican black castor oil.
That's what you got to put on your big, bald, shiny head that's falling off. You look like you got some type of head disease.
My goodness. So get you some Jamaican black castor oil.
In your life.
You're so good with impromptu commercials, man.
You like that?
Yes, I do like that.
If you want to call them, it's 1-800.
Jamaican black castor oil. Was that the number? I wasn't sure.
You're like, what are we doing?
So, one of my favorite things about the Oscars, I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm rooting for everybody black and anybody black who got it. But I did really like how they incorporated, because of the 90th anniversary of the Oscars, I like how they would go get one of the old school actresses from like the 50s and show a clip of her work and then have her actually come out and present an award. Like, you saw standing ovation. Like, I really appreciated, as an actress myself, I really appreciated seeing, you know, that they're still alive, that they're still in shape, that they were like killing it back in the day. And then something that was only a 15 minute show, the very first Oscars was only 15 minutes long, to see it grow into something that's gone for 90 years and honor so many people and take, you know, over 3 hours to do.
They had that man that messed up last year out there giving away an award too. Was Warren.
Oh, because he
somebody
couldn't
daddy.
See. I think it was because he
couldn't
have his
see it. Did you watch the footage of that?
Yeah, I remember. I'm trying to remember why, though.
Because he didn't want black people to win a goddamn award. I went back and watched that shit. I was like, this nigga didn't want to say the black people won.
Is that why he did it?
Yeah, he didn't give it to Moonlight. He was like, hell nah.
Oh,
you could look at him acting confused.
Oh, I thought it was genuine. I guess it was.
So they let him come out and do another award.
Well, they're very forgiving of their people. What were your favorite moments of the Oscars?
So for me, I think Tiffany Haddish stole the whole damn Oscars. I want to see her
love
and Maya
her.
Rudolph host the next one.
Ooh, that's a good mix.
I didn't laugh out loud at Tiffany because, you know, that's her. Usually I'm just like in wonderment, like, look at us go. Like, I still feel like part of me is when I see her shining, I'm like, that's me too. Like,
yeah,
that's how it feels.
Yeah. Because
she's from my comedy class, or she's ahead of me, but we do shows all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it
we
feels
know
like,
her. So
yeah,
it feels
it's different.
Like
it's
family
so different
winning.
When you know the person on TV.
Yeah.
You know, it was good to see Lil Rel sitting in the crowd and doing his suit. It was awesome to see Jordan Peele win first African-American best screenwriter ever. First in 90 years.
And for him to be the writer and the director.
Heavy.
It's like it's major. I'm really happy for him.
I was super motivated by it, to be honest. I was like, okay, it's time for me to throw this web series or whatever else into gear.
Yeah.
Let's get this going.
For sure.
I'm going to have to really balance it because I got a blessing coming down the line that's going to be very time consuming. But
are you not sharing it yet?
Yeah, I'll share it at the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
When I say who, what, and where. But those were my highlights. I really liked Tiffany Haddish's dress, the first one. And then I liked the second one even more. So she had two dresses in the same night. First dress was
as
a tribute to, she calls it Eritrea,
yeah,
which it may very well be. I thought it was Eritrea. I don't know.
I thought it was married you to? Is that what she was trying to say? Well, she must know because her father's
she
from
must
there.
She probably said it right.
Yeah,
and we're
okay,
wrong.
We've been saying
Eritrea,
it wrong.
Yeah.
It's probably two different places.
Well, Eritrea is really close to Ethiopia. They all were the same thing until the Civil War split them. So I think a lot of people say it so that phonetically sounds similar. But Eritrea, it just sounds like it's legit.
Okay. Like, I believe you.
Yeah. So she wore a dress that was inspired by her Eritrean roots and her father who passed away and didn't get to see this. And
which
she took his ashes to Eritrea earlier, I think this year, took his ashes back to Africa.
Oh, nice.
So I thought that was a cool way to bring it full circle. And the other thing that I thought was full circle about it was her second dress was the white dress she wore on Saturday Night Live. In her monologue, she was like, I'm going to wear this dress more.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot of
and
money.
And she had already worn it at the premiere of Girls Trip, I believe.
That
it was
she
already
wore
her
Saturday
second
Live,
time on
the
Saturday
premiere,
Night Live. Yeah.
And now at yes. the Oscars.
So you can't be mad at that.
But and people didn't even know. Like, they're like, okay, white dress. Like, they
yeah.
don't even know.
Well,
it's getting burned.
She's talked about it enough. And I think it's giving more celebrities permission to wear something more than once. It's okay. Like, there are people with no clothes. And we get something and wear it once, and then we throw it away. So
or at least
okay.
let the clothing line give it to you for that event and then take it back.
Yeah, and then they can resell it.
That's not what they do, though. They're like, if you wear it, you buy. And you better say what it is.
Sometimes
like, I'm saying
it.
What it is because it costs $42,000. Shit. So those are my highlights.
Yes. Okay, so that's enough on the Oscars. You guys can watch clips of it, Google it or whatever. What else is going on in the world?
Mm.
Today, I just found out that Usher and his wife, Grace, are separating after the herpes allegations that Usher's been being sued recently by multiple people that are saying that he had given him herpes. And the wife, when she was asked about it back in, I think, November, she was just like, well, how does she say it? She said, we're living our lives. She didn't
what?
Really. So it made it seem like
all of us out here burnt. Welcome to the family. Is that what she said?
She's just like, we're living our lives, quote unquote. So I thought that meant that they were going to work it out and stay together and don't be in my business. Don't ask me anything. But now they're separating. They still live together.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. They're probably going to get a divorce, but they haven't said it yet. But it's got to be hard to be married to somebody who's got multiple people not only accusing your husband, but actually suing your husband financially for giving them a disease that is supposedly incurable. Like, that's got to be hard, and it's got to be embarrassing, like, to walk around.
Why would you say supposedly? Like, you got a cure for that, too?
I'm a hippie. You can cure everything. You can cure everything from AIDS, cancer, or herpes. Everything is curable.
What's the herpes cure for the Usher people out there?
I feel like I should charge for this.
We're doing a commercial for that, too, by the way. So far, get ready.
I will say that it involves eating a raw foods diet that is vegan and also an extract called oregano oil. And
forever?
No, you don't have to do it forever. You could do this for like 4 months and also ingesting the oregano oil and also rubbing it on the bottom of your spine where the dormant herpes virus would hang out when it's not out. That's how you get rid of it. But I will probably now get shot in my home for telling you that because they won't be able to make the money off of you that they would make off of you for the rest of your life for knowing that. So we better
nigga,
move on.
Oregano is the cure?
Oregano oil, yeah. Oregano oil cures all venereal diseases. It cures flus. It cures everything.
Viral diseases?
You should always – if you're feeling like you're getting a cold, put a couple drops under your tongue. It goes right away.
What?
Yeah, oregano oil is amazing. And that's why
what
you're
about,
not supposed to know about it.
Matter of fact, Tiffany Haddish used to always tell me about black walnut. Is that the same healing purposes?
I've had black walnut tea. It's very healing as well. I don't know which is strong. I'm going to say oregano oil is stronger.
Oregano oil cures all that shit?
Yes. Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. Never take somebody's word for it. Look it up. But the world wouldn't want you to know. And when I say the world, I mean the people in the pharmaceutical industry. Because
I
can get a bottle of it for $25.
What?
Yeah.
Let's do a commercial.
Okay.
We told you to wear a condom, motherfucker. You went raw on that bitch and got bumps all on your dick and balls. But you need a cure. All you got to do is take some
oregano oils.
It's only $25 motherfucking dollars, nigga. So get your quarters together and save your motherfucking dick and balls.
With some oregano oils.
I'm trying to tell you how to cure your shit. Your nose is sniffling. You feel like you're about to sneeze and get the flu. Take two drops of this shit. Put it under your motherfucking tongue. Yeah, your bumpy ass herpes tongue.
Oregano oil.
You got AIDS.
Oregano oil.
You got lupus.
Oregano oil.
You got HIV finna be AIDS?
Oregano oil.
You got badass kids?
Oregano oil. Why not?
1-800.
Oregano oil.
Not on the badass kids.
Yeah,
I have that. Some oregano oil.
But look at this camera work, though, nigga.
Oh, that yeah, look good. At you. Good job.
Yeah.
Sadie Sanders has some oregano oil. Do you use it, Sadie Sanders? Hey, Matthew Mallon. He was my teacher in English class in high school. Hi, Mr. Mallon.
What up, Mr. Mallon?
I called him George, though.
Sorry about the commercial. Hey, you guys, sorry, give us some cursing. Thumbs up and some likes and stuff so that we know that y'all in it. Y'all watching the show. We got some people that have been in here consistently showing us love. Just give us some likes and stuff. Leave a comment.
Willie Earl just sent us the eyes emoji to let us know he's watching. Hello, Willie Earl.
Thank you, Willie. Either that or he was like, how you know I got bad kids and herpes?
Oh, which hashtag it, wrap Earl? It up and pull out, LT says.
Pull it out. Wrap it up and pull out? Look, you need to choose one or the other.
That's asking way too much willpower.
I'm not going to have a condom on, and then when I get to the end, be just over in the corner rubbing one out, too. Come on.
I actually know a guy who used to do that. He would tell me that he would put on a condom and then still
and
pull out because he did not want to ever have
kids. I'm 34 with no kids, and all of that is overkill.
So would you just use condoms?
Yeah.
Okay. How's your pull-out? How's your pull-out?
And then I look at the condom and be like, whew, we
make
got
sure
another one.
Have you ever done and then look down and the condom is not there?
Yeah, I'd be like, we got to go to the stove.
Oregano oil will get rid of that.
Oregano
as well.
Oil.
No, I'm not kidding you guys. And this is worth so much money.
Wait, what? So instead of a plan B, you just take 2 drops of oregano oil and you won't have a baby?
If you get pregnant and you don't want the baby and you don't have $400 or $500 whatever it costs to get an abortion, oregano oil was used back in the day with the Indians or Aztecs or whatever to bring your menstrual cycle back. So it will get rid of the baby.
So what do you put it? 2 drops inside your vagina?
No, still under the tongue. I'm giving away way too much of my hippie witch wisdom.
Well, here's the thing. You just said to put 2 drops on your tongue when you feel like you're coming down with a cold.
I'm telling you.
So now the same young lady
strong.
Who was like, man, I feel like I'm getting sick, puts 2 drops on her tongue and her period starts.
And she's still sick.
She's
not sick anymore, and she politely passes the baby.
Yeah, okay.
Without That's pain.
2 drops, how often?
I'm giving way too much information now. At this point, you guys, just say thank you and Google oregano oil, natural abortion, or Google oregano oil, cure for herpes.
You
got to
be careful how
Google
you tell these niggas
oil.
This, because we be done like...
Yeah, because I don't want you to get sued if somebody tries something.
No, I mean, I'm not going to get sued because you heard some shit like that potentially here.
So Google
here.
The rest.
What I'm worried about is niggas hearing you say that and finding a way to put drops under their bitch tongue at
That's
night.
That's what I'm saying. That's what like I'm Corey Holcomb about. And his side bitches.
Because you can be asleep with your head back snoring, like, just getting some good rest. He's like, you pregnant, motherfucker?
Yes. Exactly. So I'm giving you the game for free. Google it for more information.
Yeah.
Sadie Sanders says it's good for dogs, too. Put a couple of drops in their
yeah,
water.
Yeah, it'll start your dogs, period.
Marcus Ward says you guys are killing it. Thank you very much, Marcus Ward. He sent some laughing emojis. I appreciate that. Willie Earl's watching from Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh,
thank
wow.
You,
yeah, check in. Where are you guys watching from? Where are you guys listening to the show from? What city, state are you in? Because I feel like right now, Tangerine and I are the only ones in Southern California.
I know, right?
That's
how
I feel.
It's okay. But
just say your city.
We have a lot of traffic, so what's that all about? Should we take a break? Because it's been...
Yeah, unless you had one more news topic. If
we
you did,
do, but we could do it right after the break.
All right, bet. So we're gonna this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song by Larry Bull. It's called Fly. And this shit goes. For the Facebook users, we're still going to be sitting here with you talking that shit. For the people listening live on the podcast, it's radio if it's live. If you're listening... If you're listening through Spreaker, what?
Sadie says, girl, you're killing my name, LOL. It's not Sadie, it's Sadia. There's an A at the end.
Ah, Sadia Sanders. That's why I didn't recognize the name. I was like,
Sadie. Oh, so you know someone named Sadia?
Yeah.
And you let me call her Sadie like 17 times?
I didn't know that. How do you get Sadie out of that?
Because I don't see well.
You don't see the A on the end?
I wear contacts and I got astigmatism, so I need to probably have bifocal contacts.
No, you need some motherfucking oregano oil.
Oregano oil.
And
some Jamaican black castor oil.
I'm going to the goddamn break. Larry Bull, fly.
Mike,
check. Fuck that. What's the point of going through all the trouble of making these little intros and shit if you're not going to press them? Come on.
Now for some new music on your favorite station. You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
Mike, Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It is your boy, your pimp named Slipback. Now I see a lot of you cats out there, y'all moving and grooving, gyrating and shaking, but y'all not really fly. Y'all don't really know what y'all doing. So what I'm about to do is I'm about to have my homeboy, Mr. Larry Bull, come up and show y'all what it really means to be fly, what it really means to perpetuate, what it really means to jump up in the sky, freeze, and sit amongst the clouds, and he's gonna be kicking it real loud.
Young team, I'm Jordan. From the free throw, I'm scoring. Slide in the first phone call. Buddy, I'm flawless. Ain't another rap nigga on this. Satellite bars, spaced out orbit. Mine stay sharper than propellers. Pockets by the spatters, Rockefellers. Ain't nothing you can tell us. Fly than the bird who already knew the word. Got the bread out the streets and left his feathers on the curb. I'm fresh. Me and land lovers don't mesh. Looking like something out of Nest. They say your attitude's what defines your latitude. Well, I'm sky high, so you can't be mad at dude. Women got a beat off a wriggle, then injected like a needle. Now I'm high than an eagle. And to think I was just living life like a weedle. But now I'm buzzing like a beedrill, little nigga. I'm fly. I'm about to get fly. One time for your mind, one time I'm fly. I'm about to get fly. Spread my wings, I'm fly. I'm about to get fly. One time for your mind, one time I'm fly. I know you really want to be fly. I know you really want to be fly, don't you?
I know.
Well, I'ma show you how to be fly. I'ma show you how to be fly. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you really want to be fly. I know you really want to be fly, don't you? Well, I'ma show you how to be fly. I'ma show you how to be fly. Come on.
Stop, nigga, just stop it. Fly in a pair of phone pods. Flow so monotonous, you cannot stop this. Jeff Gordon with no brakes, you can't stop this. Every time I drop this, take straight off on that flyness. Tell your girl, get up off my dick. Homie, you a sidekick, get up out my pocket. And the rap game, that's mine, that's why I locked it. And it's pretty evident, I am never settling. Cause these dope lines got me pushing out this medicine. You niggas irrelevant, who you think you better than? Well, you better check again, fresher than a peppermint. Trying to make history like Thomas Edison. Y'all get fly, but don't take off, no Pelican. Homie, I'm a mastermind, your passion prime and asinine. I do what you do in half the time, cause I'm fly.
Fly.
I'm about to get fly.
Fly.
One time for your mind, one time I'm fly.
Fly.
I'm about to get fly.
Fly.
Spread my wings, I'm fly.
Fly.
I'm about to get fly.
Fly.
One time for your mind, one time I'm fly.
Fly.
Spread my wings, I'm fly.
Fly.
Now flap your wings with me. I know you really want to be fly. I know you really want to be fly, don't you?
I know.
Well, I'ma show you how to be fly. I'ma show you how to be fly, okay?
Come on.
I know you really want to be fly. I know you really want to be fly, don't you?
I know.
Well, I'ma show you how to be fly. I'ma show you how to be fly. Come on.
Hey, Castro. AR. Man, ain't it messing around? Put two light skinned niggas on the same record. Let go.
Ooh, girl, you know I got that. Shit to tell them other niggas fall back. And I won't waste your time at all. I just wanna see you take it off.
Take it off, take it off. Take it off, take it off. Take it off, take it off.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Nate Jackson Show. We are right back. Jay Ali's in the building, too. Pop your head in there, man.
Hey, what's
Pop
up, Jay Ali?
There he is. What's up? You're going to be right there when it comes.
The bros is going to be over here. You're going to see yourself over here.
Yeah, we got a little look, man. Hey, man.
Hey.
They're in the studio.
It's
you know what I'm saying? Thinking I'm exposed to Wallace.
Hey. See how long the delay is?
Yeah, it's a delay, but now y'all in here. They said, where's the oil at?
So I feel like there's going to be a train run on me soon because it's three dudes and me now.
Peter.
Or is it wishful thinking? I don't know.
It's not.
Handsome guys.
I'm about to pull your motherfucking cord out your mic. She's like, so many niggas came in, I'm about to fuck. She gets excited. She gets excited, y'all.
I do. I'm still the celibate nympho. Hey, celibateninfo.com.
She plugged it. Celibateninfo.com. Hilarious.
It's okay. Elwis Johnson says, Nate, you got to dress better when she coming like that. Oh, thanks, Elwis.
Look, Ellis. God damn it. Ellis, you're not going to keep coming for me, okay? You already put me off your commercials so you can hear her voice. Now you're worried about, what's wrong with the standard V-neck, nigga? I got on the Steve Jobs joint today.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I can't get the win in this, shit.
That's funny. My cue says puppies on deck. Apparently, these are my puppies, as Nate named them at the beginning
of
the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're taking callers. We're taking callers. 818-575-6993. Elvis, if you want me to read your commercial, let me know.
No, he said he didn't care who read it when you asked him on Facebook.
No, he wrote
he
me
was
personally.
Like,
nah, was
y'all
like,
are
I'm
fine.
Trying to see what it sounds like when she says it.
And I said it, and then after
we
that.
We should just both do it, and then
okay.
you can hush.
All right, well, I don't have my notes, so is that it over there?
Is that it where?
The paper that's over there on that couch.
Nah.
Okay. Well, we'll do it after we let's do another topic so we can get them to start calling in.
It's right here.
Hey, Corinne. Thanks for watching.
We'll do a live read right now. Fuck it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live read of a commercial by Nate Jackson.
If you have serious needs. For retirement planning, investing to pay for children's college, protecting the family with life insurance, or
small business owners and employees' retirement plans.
Then you want to work with people that value advice and you love your family? You need to work with Elwes Johnson, and you can reach him at.
Now, I already told Elwes I don't like this phone number. It's too difficult, and it doesn't have anything to make me remember it. But it's 253-565-0976.
I'm zooming in on you. This is what you wanted, Elwes. Somebody who won't even say your number.
Well, I want him to get a free Google number so he can make a vanity number, like with like Elwes in it. Like 1-866-Elwes.
Oregano oil.
Jamaican black castor oil. You guys, for real, call Elwes at 253-565-0976, or you can hit him up online at edwardjones.com/Elwes-Johnson.
Listen, I told him, I said, you know, all your links and shit to reach you need to be you. It should be 1-800-ELWES, and the other one should be, you know, www.ElwesJohnson.com. And you can put whatever you want on there. It can take you to Edward Jones/Elwes Johnson,
exactly.
But the people need
you can
to be
contact,
typing your name in.
Actually, I was going to say you can contact me and I can help you figure out a good name and just buy it for like $10. But Nate is the one who showed me how to build my website, so he could tell you.
Nah, that nigga can contact you. Plus, I'm sure he was like, I can.
By email, Negro, by email.
I can contact her?
Hilarious.
Are the puppies going to be out when I contact her?
No, I'm going to wear a black V-neck.
Black Jamaican castor oil. V-necks.
This show is all over the place. Next time we do Elwes's commercial, I should beatbox.
All right, do it now. Fuck it.
You ready? Slow or fast?
Definitely slow, because this is a bunch of stuff.
All right, you guys, this is the live reading with my famous
I'm going to try to do a commercial.
Beatbox for Elwes Johnson.
Here we go. Yeah. 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 If you want to go and get your life right without your pocket and wallets getting tight, you need to call Elwes Johnson, calling him right now. I'm trying to tell you, man, is sampling, retirement planning. I'm paying homage. You can invest for children's collage or college, depending on how you say it. I'm trying to get it in like I am some. It don't rhyme. I'm just trying to get with it. The beat is changing and I can hear it splitting. It's like Popeye when he is eating spinach. Your shit is going to be crazy. It's going to be hella strong. Protect the family. Hella.
That was great.
Hell no. Nah.
That was great.
First of all, I failed.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
I know failure when I hear
it. I don't even know Elwes, but I bet you that's the best damn live read of his
just
commercial
be like, that was cracking.
Give a thumbs up if you guys liked it. In the comments, though, not on the
side.
Yeah,
this shit, I was riding the beat. But trust me, when I go back and listen, I'm going to be like, I truly wasn't saying shit.
I think
but in my
great.
Defense, I had 2 seconds to prepare to try and rap about investing for
and
college
and life insurance.
And you made collage
rhyme. That was great.
I did my best.
Congratulations. You're welcome, Elwes.
If you guys liked it, do something other than hearts so I know that you're not just giving hearts for Tangerine's puppies.
Yeah, put them in the comments, guys. Okay.
Like
so
a smiley
Michael
face.
Snoopy Wells put a whole bunch of 100s next to it. My Q has hearts and fire, which hopefully that was for our
bro, I could have did so much better.
Well, you now have time. You have homework.
No, I'm not.
You can
doing
write.
No,
you can write the freestyle rap the way they do in the industry.
Hell no. It is what it is. They stopped giving.
Well, it's
I
actually
told
there's
you,
a delay.
Yeah, well,
they have a delay. So they
it's
didn't...
for the puppies. And there's no. There's been no laughing, smiling, any other face.
Dwayne just gave you a thumbs up.
Okay. Okay, I'll take it.
Marcus says A for effort, Nate, with a winky emoji.
It was for the puppies. I'm telling you.
Well,
all right,
we
so,
appreciate it.
Whatever. Let's move on.
All right, so also in the news today, Trey Songz. You heard about Trey Songz?
Yeah. I actually didn't.
Okay, well, during All-Star Weekend, he apparently
got somebody pregnant.
No, he hit a woman
in the face
at a party.
Oh, really?
Because she was talking to another man and he was jealous. So I guess this was someone that he was dating. So he punched her in the face.
What?
And then he choked her. And then he punched her several times until she fell to the ground. And then he kept striking her. So she eventually was able to get up and get away from him.
Okay.
She grabbed her phone at some point so she could call her Uber to get out of there. He took her phone and threw it. This bitch is a player, so she had a second phone. She pulls out her second phone to call the Uber. He takes that phone, throws it down a hill. So maybe at this point they're outside the club.
So
anyway,
in the Hollywood Hills?
They're at a party in Hollywood. Basically, this girl
works. Hollywood club is in the hills.
I don't know, I don't know how they ended up on a hill or where they were. But basically, this girl works in the industry of nightclubs. So he sees her often. I don't know how long they've been dating or whatever, but he was jealous. He punched her a bunch several times.
Sound went out?
Oh.
How about now?
Sound out.
Let's get that shit fixed quick.
And someone said it wasn't bad for off the top. Your rap. No sound, guys.
We got to say stuff.
Oh, remember you said you muted it? But that was
there's something in this vicinity.
We got to.
I'm like, where are the people going? No sound. How about now? Because I'm up right now.
There's
definitely sound now.
Are we back yet?
I got text messages about it. Yeah, we're back. Go ahead, Tendrin.
Okay, so basically I was just saying that during All-Star Weekend. Okay, I can hear it now. Okay, great.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm not sure when we lost you guys, but I was basically saying that last week during All-Star Weekend, Trey Songz got jealous of a girl that apparently he was with at a nightclub because she looked at another guy, so he punched her. And then he choked her. He punched her repeatedly until she fell to the ground.
Let's take our time on this story because this sounds like a real ass-whooping. What happened?
During All-Star Weekend, Trey Songz is being accused of punching a girl that he was jealous of because she looked at another guy.
Looked at?
So he punched her.
I thought you said she was talking to another guy.
No, it says in the story that she was... Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. She was talking to another guy. He punched her.
Bow!
And then he choked her.
Bow.
And he punched her some more.
Bow,
she
bow.
Fell to the ground. He kept striking
bow,
her.
Bow, bow, bow,
and at
bow,
some point,
bow, bow,
when
bow.
She...
Yep, bow, bow.
That's... Is it okay to make fun of stuff like this?
Songs.
At some point,
yeah.
She was able to grab her phone to try to call an Uber. I'm not sure if at this point she's outside the club
or
what.
He didn't whip her ass that bad. Ain't nobody grabbing no phones with Suge Knight whip your ass like this.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that she's trying to get an Uber and she's still in his vicinity. I would have, like, gone to someone else's.
Run away?
Yeah,
or
and then tried to use a phone
where
he couldn't see
me. Where's the nigga you were just
me.
Talking to?
Ooh. That one you're getting your ass beat for. But she grabbed her phone to call an Uber, and Trey Songz took the phone from her and threw it, so she had a second phone.
So he's just out here throwing phones. He found her again.
Well, this is the same time.
It's Uber's fault. Like, why the fuck are these cars taking so long to get to you now?
She was still
ordering
it.
It used to be 5 minutes, no matter where you were.
She was still ordering the Uber, so she grabs her second phone to call the Uber, and Trey Songz takes that phone from her, throws it down a hill. So I'm not sure where they were. But the reason this story is in the news today is because now her lawyers are filing a restraining order against Trey Songz because she works in the nightclub industry.
Here.
And she would see Trey Songz a lot when he would come to certain clubs, and she's scared for her life now. So she doesn't want to see him. So she's suing. I mean, she's not suing. She's filing a restraining order to keep him away.
No lawsuit, though.
Well, I don't think so, not yet. But it's interesting because he already is on probation.
Is he?
Yeah, because in 2016,
Trey Songz was a thug.
He got two misdemeanors. One of them was because he was throwing stuff off the stage to hitting anybody that he could in the audience during one of his shows
on purpose.
And then there was another time where he smacked a fan's phone away from her, out of her hand, and it made it hit her against her face and broke her glasses. So she's Dang. That fan is suing him.
This nigga don't like phones
for breaking her glasses. So I'm like, is Trey Songz the new Chris Brown? Like, what is going on? People are still mad about what Chris did over 10 years ago. Trey Songz is out here like smashing people in the glasses. He's beating bitches in the club.
But here's the issue: like, Chris Brown should happen like in it was just those two.
Right.
In a car, and right. it's his work it versus domestic. Hers. We don't know who hit who first, who started what.
Right.
And sometimes women can start fights. I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but I am saying Trey Songz was in a public place with other men around. There was a dude she was already talking to. Why are the other men stepping up like, yo, man, it's Wakanda Forever, man. Get off of
Because the movie hadn't come out. It was coming out that weekend. They hadn't seen
he
it yet.
He whooped her ass.
Yeah.
He hit her.
Yeah.
He punched her enough that she went to the ground.
Yeah.
Then she got up, start calling Ubers. Right? Like, first of all, I don't know about you, but Uber isn't even on my first screen. So she's like, she's,
right, you gotta get to
she's unlocking it. You know what I'm saying?
And
swiping through, calling Uber.
If I had just gotten beaten up.
What is the address here? I need a pickup source.
I hate you so much.
I need it. What is the address here?
Oh, I got to turn my location settings on.
Right.
Damn it.
He's like, yeah, you know.
It's a slow process, I think. But she did get
she's like, a Geo Metro? No. I need an Uber Plus. I need an Uber Black.
Decline. Next call.
I cannot leave from a house in the hills.
in a Uber X.
In a Hyundai Elantra. No.
But she did get taken to the hospital that night. So it's not like...
Well, somebody was like, girl, you should go to the hospital just in case you ever have to sue this dude.
Well, if she's getting hit that many times, she did have damage to her face and
I
her
guess
arm.
I'd have to see the picture before I talk that
The
smack.
Pictures actually came out today. So you could Google Trey Songz beat a bitch ass in the club. And I'm just playing. You can Google it and see the pictures just came out. I think it's on TMZ as well.
Really?
And so you could see that she does have some bruises.
Like he fucked her up.
Yeah, not as bad as, like, the Rihanna pictures.
It's clearly not that bad because this motherfucker called a whole Uber and waited for the ride to come get her.
I wonder what the
and used a second phone.
Was.
First of all, she is definitely about that life. If she has two phones
right.
and both of these motherfuckers got an active Uber account on them.
Ooh.
Like, she had to set up the second phone's Uber. Like, is this a business or personal account? Like, you talk about a skit. Where was Trey during that point?
Pictures.
Why didn't he fight... I don't understand.
Why didn't he fight?
I mean, here's the thing. Most people, a real nigga would understand beefing with the nigga who your girl talking to is pointless. Your girl is the one that you need to be talking to. Like, the fuck was that about?
Well, that's why he was hitting her.
Well, that's a whole nother way to talk. I said
exactly
talk to your girl
did.
About. No, he wrestled her down, broke her phone.
911, Uber, move your hand.
Right. She,
Uber girl, that's what I'm saying, Sadia.
Yeah, she,
you guys,
how
I
easy
just learned
is it
it's
to
not,
call 911?
It's not Sadie and it's not Sadia. It's
Sadia. Like Nadia.
Like Nadia. We got it now. But Sadia says 911, Uber
right, you
girl,
can your
what?
Ass up, call the police. 911. You've done way more keystrokes and shit than just, you don't even got to log into your phone to do 911. You could just emergency call and it goes through. You put your thumbprint in, swipe three times to the right screen for Uber, put that in. What's the address? You done typed, how many times you got a tip? 515-6436-455 Mulholland Drive. Like, get the fuck out of here. And now it's a restraining order instead of a lawsuit. She loves this dude.
Well,
this is love.
I'm okay. Here are the pictures on TMZ. I don't know why they're in black and white.
Is that a nipple?
I think that's the bruise.
This is the bruise. The woman also says she was trying to get away and called an Uber, but Trey Songz grabbed her cell phone and threw it down a hill.
Yeah. So I don't know.
No, that's a bruise on her back.
Let me see. Kimberly Spencer says police would have been the first call, girl. I'm sorry. Those are exclamation points. At that point, forget Uber. That's what I
he
was thinking.
He hit her in the face. You know what? I don't like the verbiage of hit. I want to know specifically what was the actual what was the contact? Was it a backhand? Like, did he come
they
up? Was
use
he
the
like
term
he disrespected
strike.
Me?
They were like, she's striking.
Yeah, but that counts for
he's
punches, slaps. Like, I want to know, was it a backhand? Like, did he slap her?
Well, I would
and then he's
imagine...
just like slapping her a bunch of times because that's different. That's a different dynamic than a closed fisted hitting your girl. It's just different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they're both wrong.
What about
but
the
it's
choke
different.
Though? He choked her too. It says.
I don't know.
So I don't know what makes, and this is the thing, I don't know what makes a man that mad that you would do that in front of people knowing that everybody's going to, you know about
look at
it.
You defending
it
at your house by yourself.
No, I mean,
in front of people, what's wrong with it? You're going to get choked, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I've been choked. I've been strangled. I've been raped. I've been in the hospital. That's why
I
wear the bang.
You've been bit by a dog.
Because
been
I got this domestic violence
tased.
Here. I got the domestic violence here. So I've been through all that.
Drowned.
But I'm just saying, is it liquor that would make somebody forget that it's not okay to hit a woman and that you don't want to do it in front of people?
It's love and rage.
Because they're not calling this person his girlfriend.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, if he feels like she violated his manhood in a sense of the loyalty and respect he demands from his woman, then he wants her to feel the pain that he says he feels. That's where this spirit of cowardice comes from. That's why niggas hit their woman. They feel some type of way. They feel jaded. And she feels, and she's looking all unharmed. No, you're going to feel some pain. That's what it is. It's these niggas who were raised wrong. They never able to learn how to handle their emotions. And they just bitch niggas.
Let me read a comment. Broderick Darnell Nelson. I love that I get to say
Trey
you guys Songz
out here beating
name.
Women. Get the fuck out of here.
It says, this sounds fishy to me. Like, why she have two phones and no video or police call? These are great questions. I just picked this story up today off of TMZ. I didn't even hear about it when it happened during All-Star Weekend. I think Black Panther, like, put, like, it kind of got our attention on that. And so I didn't hear anything about this when it happened. But I was shocked to read that she was trying to call an Uber, too. I'm like, shouldn't you be calling the police or, like, I don't know. But,
yeah. You got to do what you got to do to get out of danger.
Yeah.
And, like, and Uber telling you your driver's 13 minutes away is not what you want to hear when somebody's actively whipping your ass.
That's funny.
That means however long the Uber says, it might as well say, your driver is going to let you get your ass whooped for 14 more minutes. And what party are you at? And why are you alone?
Well, I guess she just was his date.
Okay, so then why are you talking to other niggas? Like, that's another thing.
So she should have got her ass beat is what
Nate
is saying.
No, I'm not saying that she deserved to get her ass up. But I am saying there's a way to be a respectful ass plus one to an event. Mm. Like, don't be at the event taking other niggas' numbers. Don't let other niggas have you all singled out and getting at you. Like, oh, yeah, you in here with that nigga, but let me holler at you right quick. That's what the issue be. Another thing, not to defend this dude, but just so that people understand there's other sides of these things, the music industry is extremely cutthroat. Listen to how many songs are about fucking somebody else's bitch.
Mm.
Took a broke nigga bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, right. It's all about that. You know, she thoughts and, you know, that ain't yours. That's, she belongs to the city and all that. Even Drake, like, I put her out and let her go back to the city. Like, man. These be people's
shit.
Baby moms and wives and stuff. Like, I got a frat brother who got a song, that platinum song, and people were trying to get at his baby's mom. Like, that should be off limits. But they want that one up on you. So, you know, he's just trying to defend his shit. But he's a bitch nigga, so he did it in a bitch nigga way. And I don't care really who hears it. He might have a whole bunch of big goons and all that, but if you're out here putting hands on women and shit like that, you need to be choked, touched, and all your thrones thrown. Phones thrown.
Yeah, Kimberly Spencer says, I believe his pride was hurt.
Yeah, what do you guys think that this happened, one, or does it sound like it's some trumped up nonsense?
My Q says, mental illness is real, anger control. And you guys can call too. Oh, yeah, there you go.
818-575-6993.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think. If you think there's ever a reason, sometimes, you know, women are out of line.
Yeah.
Maybe it's disrespectful.
What was she saying to the other nigga? Like, I'm here with this hoe ass nigga, but I never bought an album.
Or
nigga,
what
be on
if she was actually saying,
off.
I can't talk to you, I'm on a date with
what
Trey?
If she was saying, if this nigga wasn't here, I would suck your dick and sit on your face?
Okay, she should get hit for that. But
oh, should
if she? No.
What, okay, in your been beaten mind, what could she have been saying or doing to warrant that?
That's what I want to ask the audience, because it's never okay to hit a woman, but.
If I hear a woman
but what
putting
if she was
a
actually,
monetary amount on a hit on a loved one.
What if she was on her way to sneak off into the bathroom to top this dude off? Does that warrant her getting her ass beat?
No, but that definitely warrants a hard ass shaking.
Just a shaking?
Oh,
you about to suck this nigga
this
off, and I brought you
sudden
to this party?
Infant shaking syndrome. Yes,
sudden shaking
I mean,
syndrome.
I'm sitting the shit out this bitch. Are you out your motherfucking mind?
Okay. What if you caught her in the act, on her knees in the back room of
that's
this big
mansion? That's an act of passion. You can definitely fade on your chick in that situation. First thing I'm doing is slap a dick out of her mouth. I don't care what nobody say. You should touch no man. Fuck that. I'm slapping right across the top. Nigga, get your dick out my bitch. nigga dick gonna be swelled up and hurt in front of me. I'm kicking it. What the fuck are you doing?
Man, but you never know. Like, at these parties, people are doing a little Molly. They're on the Percocets.
Okay, so you're going to say she's drinking. Under the influence. That's why it happened?
I'm saying most people are. So that would make an angry person even more angry. That would make a loose chick maybe even looser. Things happen.
I don't know what I do. If I, like, the love of my life and I went to a mansion party and I walked into the bathroom, saw her giving head, drug-induced head to some dude I don't know, I probably would just, like, drive my car through the whole house. I don't know what a reasonable response is.
What if it was
a
dude you did know? You said, dude, I don't know. What if you did know the dude?
That's even worse. Because now this nigga, he mentally knows who he's getting it happened by.
Yeah, Lamar Pendleton said, crime of passion. My Q Hammer says nothing. So there's nothing that a woman should be able to do or say that would make a man beat her, choke her,
nah,
her
fuck
down.
That. If I find out my girl is, let's say I listen in on a conversation and she's like, I give you $5,000 to whack Nate's mom. Like, I'm sorry, what? Did you just put a hit out on Thelma Jackson? Bitch, I'm going to drag you.
But wouldn't you have your sister? Don't you have a sister?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have one of your sisters do it for you?
No, because I don't need to be. What if the whack happens? I called my sister. Nigga, why didn't you handle it yourself? There's certain things I'll put hands on a chick over. And I don't put my hands on women. But you just got to think, like, categorically, what is it? A chick puts a hit on your mom. Okay, you can beat that bitch's ass. Here's another time I think it's reasonable to put hands on a woman.
Okay.
This girl and or her friends are fucking your woman up.
Oh, so you got to jump in at your
yeah,
girl's
man, get
honor.
The fuck off my. Yeah,
now,
what the fuck are y'all doing?
Do you hit the women or do you just break it up?
You have to do whatever you got to do to immobilize a bitch. Like, okay. Stop hitting my girl.
Oh, we have a call.
Yeah, we got a caller.
Nice.
What up? Thank you for calling the radio show. We are right in the middle of a conversation about times that it's okay to put your hands on a bitch.
The way Trey Songz did during
All
Star
from?
Weekend.
Hey, I'm calling from Dallas.
D-Town.
What's
so
your
I know
name?
You beat women because you're from Dallas.
Ouch. What's your name, darling?
Broderick Darnell Nelson.
Oh, right. Hey, Broderick. You're watching online, too.
That's what's up.
What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, first thing first, the only time I feel like it's okay to hit a woman is in self-defense or preparing yourself for something she's trying to set you up for. Because I feel like, no disrespect, not all women, but some women had this guy complex where they can't be touched, they can't be criticized.
Yeah.
Anything they do is justified, and sometimes being backed up with that belief, it gives women a certain power or a certain
that false pride,
certain energy. To do things that you know they wouldn't normally do.
You're making me think of in the movie Baby Boy when
right.
Taraji was
hit
talking
me.
So
hit
much
me,
mess
Jody.
To Tyrese, and finally he hit her. But people felt like, okay, I understood why he hit her because she was asking for it. That's how you feel.
Yeah, and then we also got to have a honest conversation that men, we're men, so we learn real quick. We don't roll up on certain people because there's a repercussion immediately for it. Mm-hmm. But women never learn that lesson, and they never talk to channel their emotions. So they feel it. That's all the validation they need for the situation.
That's a good point.
Like, I'm untouchable. I don't give a fuck, nigga. The boop, 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 wop, 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 that kind of shit.
He's making a good point, though. Parents don't really tell their daughters, don't be running up on a man because he could beat your ass. That's a good point, Broderick.
Right,
thank you for the call.
Thank you, Broderick.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for watching and listening.
Hey, man, go give the show a 5-star review on iTunes, especially since your voice will be heard on it.
I love the show. Bye.
Thank you so much. Mike Q Hammer says, throw a hoe in that case. I'm in Dallas too. We don't beat women as a rule. And then he put the emoji like with the hands like, I don't know, up. Okay, I'm glad.
Was that I don't know hands, or was that you hit two bitches and then you were stuck like that after? Because I got some homies from Houston that told me about Dallas women, and they say most of them need to be shaken furiously at the very least.
Damn.
So back on what Broderick said, right? Like, he had a super valid point about, you know, the untouchable false confidence that some women can have, because they're like, you ain't gonna hit me, you know, so they could do everything in their, they're doing everything considering they can't be hit. I don't know. I think I remove myself from the situation. If there's somebody that's their goal is to try and get hit and all that, I'm just going to be like, man, I'm off this. I'm out.
I think that's what you're supposed to do. I think that's what most psychiatrists and psychologists would tell you to do.
I'm just telling you, I disagree with the second part of his statement. The first part about self-defense, I do agree with. Like, you shouldn't hit no man unless you're prepared to be hit back.
But there's still people that would say, even if a woman is hitting you, you should just control her.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen, get her off you and
I've seen a girl knock a nigga out with a pillow.
Mm.
Okay,
it
was a solid ass pillow on the right spot, and the nigga was out of there.
Kimberly said, "What's the number again?"
Yeah, the number is 818-575-6993. And I'm just saying, like, I feel like if it's in self defense, I understand. Like, if a woman just hit you with a right hook, like, you need to, and it's not to destroy her; it's to stop the right hooks from coming.
Okay, Paul Williams says, "Only if she feels bold enough to hit a man, no one." Justified in hitting another person. So you don't even think men should hit other men and women should under women, other women, Mike Hugh? That's interesting.
I can
Roger
see that.
Just put his phone number. Oh, no, he put our phone number. Thank you, Roger. He put the phone. I was like, you want me to call
He's
you,
like,
Roger?
Call me if you want me to beat you.
Broderick says, pull weapons or make dangerous threats. Yeah, if they pull weapons, yeah, you definitely have an opportunity.
Yeah,
and
that's
a
self-defense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they got a knife out. Like, come here, nigga. Like, you should be able to kick her. A nice roundhouse to get past the knife. At least that's what happens in movies.
Paul Williams says, no, grabbing is assault as well if you hit.
A
so grabbing,
shake.
So shaking.
You can't
shake
a bitch?
You're against shaking, Paul?
Paul.
Paul Williams says, self-defense only, regardless of gender.
Wait. Paul, you can't shake him?
I've been shook.
Okay, I'm not going to shake you. But look, this is what I'm talking about. See, you put your left hand on her right shoulder ball and the right hand on the right one. And then you shake her, right? Like, just so that her neck muscle, see how she's not in control of her neck? Like that. Where she looked like a mermaid that done got up on land.
Paul says no. He don't play that shaking either. He says it is assault.
Man, I be shaking the bitch to the Yin Yang song.
Shake it like a salt shaker?
I be shaking them like a salt shaker.
You ain't shit.
What else are you to do? You go to the club, right? You're a famous singer, people around you respect your presence even being there, and your own date is out here getting hollered at. Who's the nigga that's talking to her that would justify him coming up beating shit out of her? It has to be somebody he already had beef with.
That would make it worse if it's like the enemy the way
be.
Tiny did.
That's what I'm saying.
T.I.
Yeah.
With Floyd Mayweather.
Was it T.K. Kirkland? Like, I don't have any beef with him, but everybody talks about him trying to take their bitch. So was it him?
He was in my DMs this 2 weeks ago.
See what I'm saying?
Asking to take me shopping. And I was like, I probably shouldn't say this on the air.
It's too late.
Damn.
It's already on the air on a live show.
We got a call. There we go.
I think you should defend yourself. I was like,
TK.
No, it's all good. What up? You called the Nate Jackson Radio Show. We were talking about Trey Songz putting hands on his own date at a party in Hollywood. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kimberly Ann. I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Hey,
Kimberly
Ann.
Fort Worth, out there near Dallas. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Kimberly?
Well, in the...
Oh, you got to turn the radio show down in the background. Turn the show down in the background so it doesn't echo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, down here in Fort Worth, we see... this happens all the time with domestic violence. You got some people who beat their baby mamas in church.
What?
And, you know, like, I just feel, yeah, you got, like, this other day, this dude beat his baby mama in church. And, you know, it was like,
he beat his baby mama at church?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we see it all the time down here in Fort Worth. Like, I feel like when you're famous, you got a career like that, you shouldn't jeopardize it like that.
That's true. But why did the man beat his baby mama at church?
It's a crazy story. I believe she was messing with a deacon.
Ooh, this is good, girl. This is good.
Yes, girl.
Was it your church?
Yes, it was my church, and the pastor started instantly praying for him.
During the fire? Like, nigga, don't.
Did anybody break it up?
Pastor, get your hands
He didn't break it up, none. Yes, he didn't break it up or none. He was just instantly started praying for him. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So the fight was full on happening.
And he started.
And he's just like, dear Lord, we come to you humbly with our heads.
Ham shalalah.
Right. Please give this man the strength to survive the punches he's taking in this church. So did he beat the deacon up too, or just the baby mama?
He was looking for the deacon, but he just, I guess, got to hold the baby mama first.
The deacon
but,
was up in that baptism pool, like.
And that's the other question. When your spouse is slipping, do you attack the person they slipped with, or do you attack them? You're supposed to just.
Your spouse is your responsibility.
I would say something like them, because, you know, I guess they, it's like in a sense they know what they're doing. Sometimes the other person probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree.
Yeah, but so. She's been spending all this time up at the church, and the baby daddy was like, I'm gonna go up there one day and see what's going on up here.
Man.
And
it
ended up getting the baby mama beat up because the deacon wanted to blow a kiss at her from the pulpit.
Yeah, it's crazy down here.
So, do you think that that was acceptable, or do you think that was outrageous?
I think it wasn't acceptable only because it was in church. I mean, if it was outside of church, I mean,
so how do you
feel like, you know, you have. Yeah.
So he could beat his baby mama ass if they at the house in the living room or at the grocery store or at the Red Lobster.
Depending on a certain extent, because it was a long story, but, you know, depending on the extent of what she did or how far she went.
Time out. Kimberly, have you ever been beaten by a man?
Yes, plenty of times.
It sounds like it's okay with you, and if you can hold your own, this is part of a relationship. Drama. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like if you can hold your own, you know, it should go both ways. You know, if I catch you with a woman, I can beat your ass. But if you catch me, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do.
Kimberly Ann is about that life.
Kimberly Ann is a crip. God damn. If I catch you with a man, I can beat your ass, and you can beat my ass if you catch me with a nigga.
I love it. I do. Me and my husband, we fight each other at the house. It's fun, though, like, because there's no referee to break it up, and we will, like, go at it. But sometimes it's playful, and sometimes it's, like, some aggression that we need to get off of ourselves.
I don't think that's a healthy dynamic to have at your house.
But it actually,
because one day one of you
gets
carried away. You fuck around and roundhouse him.
It works for us. But if I ever come up missing, just know this nigga did it. But it works for us. Like, we have to get, you know, there's a lot of things in the world that can stress you out. And you come home, you know,
and beat the shit out your man.
Punch on each other for a while, and you make love, and it's all good.
Hey, the love be better afterwards.
See? Kimberly been hit.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, Kimberly.
Yes, thank you for that call. Maurice Barnes says 5150. They love you on Corey Holcomb Show.
That's what's up. I would like to just take a moment to say that both Kimberly and Tandrine are outside their motherfucking mind. You going to tell me it's okay to get your ass whooped in the privacy of your own home, but it's not okay? And God can see all of that shit. You think just because you're in your house and it's private, getting your ass whooped is okay? These men is bitches for putting hands on their women.
Let me first say,
if your baby mama's cutting up like that, then you need to figure out a way to just get the baby, if that's your thing, and get the fuck up out of there,
man. That's what my Q says. You done beat your
bitch at church?
That's crazy.
Come on, fam.
But that's why I could tell Kimberly's been beat, because she was like, it was wrong to do it at church. You know, handle that somewhere else.
Yeah, when she said, let me tell you the acceptable places to fuck me up for my extramarital activities.
So funny. Yeah, and just for the record, I don't get my ass beat now. It's just fun, playful fighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
After the injuries of me being in the hospital from my
ex. Yeah, but TK
ex,
Kirkland was in your DMs?
Why are you going back to that?
Because that's the part you thought you got out of talking about. See, this nigga's disrespectful because you're very open and honest about being married.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that only posts pictures of herself on her page.
Right. You guys are on there as a couple. Like, he saw a picture of you two and was
here's
like,
the funny
can
thing.
I take you shopping?
I posted a picture of my husband and I together in a mirror in Macy's.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And then I posted a picture right after that of me by myself in that same mirror on Valentine's Day. Then TK goes in my DMs and says, I want to take you shopping.
For a mirror? Or for, what does it say?
And I wrote back, LOL, you funny.
And
then he wrote back, I'm serious. And I'm like, you do remember that I'm married to one of your fellow comedians. Like, what would you get out of taking me shopping? And he was like, oh, I didn't know. So I'm like, how did you not know if you're looking at me shopping with my man on Valentine's? Hey.
Nigga, your name changed on the internet.
It did change.
It does not
and
say
he knew me back
Tangerine Martin.
Exactly.
It's Tangerine Thomas.
Hey, man. So I'm not bashing TK Kirkland because after I told him that, he didn't step to me anymore. Maybe he just didn't notice
you
all
know
the
what?
Pictures
nah,
of my
this is what I think.
There.
I think what he does is this, right?
He just tries it out.
Some people would say he's a real nigga for this, right? Like, he'll try it, and it's on you to put that boundary
because
down.
Some bitches might need some new things.
But he's just saying, like, it's on you to set that boundary. But as soon as you say yes to a little bit, an inch turns into a foot. A foot turns into, and now it goes all the way back to, you let that nigga take you shopping?
Exactly.
That's the first part. Oh, well, you don't know about the head I gave him after I got the bag.
Because you
got
to give head after you get a bag.
What kind of, right. It's a bag of head.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, I can't be mad at him because he didn't come at me after I told him I was married.
Yeah, that's, I respect him hitting the brakes. But I think it's questionable whether or not he knew you and Clayton were a thing or
it's
not.
Almost impossible that he didn't know.
It's not impossible because
we both follow each other.
Yeah, but you guys hid it for so long that it's not impossible for somebody who's not looking closely to see it.
If you look at the last week of my posts, yeah, it's me and him.
Yeah, but he's an old nigga. Like, they're not swiping and scrolling. Like, he was just like, I like that. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? So for, like, the first who knows of how long of Tangerine and Clayton's relationship, like, the whole thing was on the low-low. And we all respected it and kept it out of our mouths and all that. But now that they are married, you just got old dudes and people who aren't internet savvy enough to click around somewhere. I'm just assuming. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he wouldn't click into a couple more pictures.
This nigga knew.
Period. This nigga knew.
This nigga knew. But anyway, we got to wrap the show up.
Anyway,
we've
so.
We've had a great time.
Yeah, we'll wrap on that. I'll go out on an awkward moment just to get off the topic. But
we can go back to beating bitches' asses and you can leave on that kind of note. Was that better?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I think it's okay that Trey Songz put, I think that's a bitch move. I questioned several of the young ladies' decisions after first contact because it just doesn't add up to me that you called an Uber instead of the police and you got a phone thrown and pulled out a second phone and still was trying to call Ubers.
That's the comedy. Maybe she was trying to call a friend or something on the second phone. I don't know. But I don't know why the police weren't already called by whoever was in the club watching her get beat this long. Because it wasn't
because it was
one hit
hits.
And then, oh, my God, baby, I'm so sorry. It was like
hit,
choke.
On top
hit,
of
hit,
choke,
fall down.
Hit,
and then it said hit, he continued striking
hit,
her.
Hit, yeah.
So
like, it was
I don't
like
know
a
how
ground
much
and
time
pound.
Passed between the hitting and her actually getting to her phone. Or if maybe... I don't know. I don't know the timetable. I just know what I read on TMZ. And was
now,
like,
to bring this episode full circle,
okay,
right? Like, we were talking about at the top of the episode, we were talking about Michael B. Jordan being this new sex symbol or just making the list of gorgeous lead man. Okay, fine. Trey Songz is a name that I've heard a lot of women oogling and ogling about. Does Trey Songz putting hands on this chick affect your amount of distant affection for him?
It's a great question.
Yeah, because
Chris
I know a lot
Brown,
of women that were like, that nigga could beat me. Like, they were literally saying shit like that after the Chris Brown thing.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because Chris Brown, I know there's a lot of people who will still not buy his music and not support him. And when Wendy Williams was saying that they were trying to do a tour with Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown, and I'm forgetting the fourth person whose idea it was. But she was, Rihanna.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I don't want Chris Brown anywhere near Rihanna. I don't think they should have even done that song after the fight and all that. Even though it had been so many years, there's some people who still have that bad taste in their mouth. I feel bad because whenever I see Chris Brown on the screen, I'm like, damn, he looks good. Because there's something about the tattoos and the swagger, and I'm just like, but I forgive people. Like
Chris Brown is the first person who really makes it like a tough situation for me because I'm just like wired to be like, that's a bitch, nigga. You put hands on a woman, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
But Chris Brown make you like him. Do you like, I like a nigga that put hands on a bitch?
And
like,
he apologized and he cried. And so it's like, damn, can somebody make a mistake? As long as they're not continuing to make
but
a mistake.
But Chris Brown is the only person that I've come across in life that made me still be like, even though I have this hard rule, like, if you put hands on a woman, use the bitch, I can't fuck with you. But, like, I fuck with Chris. Like, the nigga be on the gram tough. He apologized. He made his retribute. Like,
yeah, so I forgave him, too. So I don't know how long will it take for us to forgive Trey Songz. How long did we take to forgive R. Kelly?
I don't think Trey Songz is even going to be in major trouble here because those pictures weren't like the pictures that we saw.
Yeah, the ones of Rihanna were really bad.
It was like, is that Rihanna? Like, she got beat to unrecognition. Yeah. This girl...
It's just some bruises on her face.
It's basically doing she's trapping. She's thirst trapping, laying on her side in a bed.
And the pictures are in black and white and they're blurry, so it doesn't give you a lot of sympathy.
It's hard to tell. So I don't know if it's makeup. How do you know if it's in black and white? That could just be compound she put on.
Right.
Why is she charging? She's not filing charges. She's not doing a lawsuit. She's just doing a restraining order.
Maybe she is. All I know is today they said she's filing a restraining order.
She about
order.
To be fired from all that shit. If I'm Trey Songz, I'm calling the club. Hey, she can't work there, nigga.
You doing
fuck you mean. I want to come there. She's out of there.
I love it. Sadia Sanders says Trey Songz has a bird chest. So you're not attracted to Trey Songz, apparently. But yeah, but Chris Brown's body, you know, makes you want to forgive him a little bit more. Broderick says, great show, guys. What time next week?
All right, so we do Tuesdays at 2 o'clock.
All right.
And then sometimes if I'm not available or Tangerine's not available, we'll do a Wednesday. Or sometimes we'll do noon. Because
and
we're working
we'll
actors,
do 5 p.m.
We're working actors, actresses, and stand-up comedians. So if I'm not back or she's gone.
Because last Tuesday I had a pilot audition.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, can we do it a little bit later? And you were like, nah, I'm going to go do 5150.
I didn't have a choice.
And then I got to go out of town.
Yeah.
So we didn't even do a show last week.
And even tonight, I can't do 5150 because I got my super funny comedy show at the Hollywood Comedy Store.
Applause.
Okay, I'll press it. Yeah, I'll press it. Yeah. You can check that out. I don't know where to tell you to go for that, but superfunnycomedyshow.com, which hasn't been updated, so it's going to look like a bunch of old shows, or natejacksoncomedy.com, which hasn't been updated, so that'll look like a bunch of old shows.
Well, get it together.
Look, man, just go on Instagram, because it's the only thing I can update without having to have my laptop open, and It's easy for me to just make an update and post. Instagram... at Mr. Nate Jackson, and you'll see. Plus, I'm about to make a massive-ass announcement, like one of the biggest in my career, for some dopeness that has unfolded. Opportunity met preparation for me, and I was just at the end of the rainbow at the right time.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you, even though I don't know what it is. I know you worked hard for a long time.
Yeah,
and
so basically, I booked a 55-city comedy tour.
Ooh. You booked the thing you went out for when you went out of town.
Yeah.
Yay. And wait, so we're not going to be able to
also,
see you that much.
Now, we'll work it out. If you have to be a caller on here, we're going to do this. The show must go on.
Okay.
So, 55-city tour. So, I promise, wherever you guys are at, all the cities that you guys said in here earlier when I'm like, where are y'all from? I'm going to be in all them places if
Yay.
I'm not already.
Congratulations, Nate.
Man, thank you. And then that also got me an invite to potentially add to that. At another type of function. So I may potentially book 100-city kind of tour. Most of it's colleges and universities.
Great.
Or
get them
some
while they're
it.
Young, so then they be a fan for life.
Yeah, because there's people I saw while I was in college that I still am like, but that dude was phenomenal. Like, I remember seeing Benji Brown when I was an undergrad in Miami. And he came and did our homecoming. Him and a few other people. I think Lil Duval was there and it was just another show for him. But for me, I had never been at a live show before that. And he was the funniest human I had ever seen telling jokes. And he had this voice with this girl named Kiki. You know, we'd be like, Kiki!
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was the homegirl. There was a girl named Kiki, and then the homegirl was always talking to Kiki because Kiki was trying to go fight a man. And the
Speaking
man,
of.
And, yeah, and Kishi was trying to warn Kiki of going to fight with that, Kiki, don't do it, you gonna get beat up. And it kept going to where she was like, Kiki, you dead. Like, Kiki died, and she was at the funeral.
That's ridiculous.
It was very funny. Anyway, so stay up on those dates, Instagram.com, Instagram at Mr. Nate Jackson or NateJacksonComedy.com. Tangerine, what you got?
First of all, I want to thank the callers, Broderick Darnell Nelson in Dallas and Kimberly Ann in Fort Worth, Texas. With the baby mama church fight. Thank you guys so much for calling in and adding to our show. Kim says you guys are awesome. Mike Q says, see you at the Clave? ?
Yeah.
Sadia says Chris Brown looks like he's smoked out now. Ooh, I need to check him out and see. I thought he was still looking good. I am always available on all social media platforms. My favorite one right now is Instagram, though, so follow me there, at Official Tangerine. But I'm also on Snapchat, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook. I have two pages.
All that shit.
Chris Brown don't
look smoked out. Go ahead.
Just make sure you know how to spell my name. It's not like the fruit. It's spelled T-A-N-J-A-R-E-E-N.
How's it sound?
Tangerine. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to The Nate Jackson Radio Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.